This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. The company's been on my show many, many times. We're doing a five-part series. Today is number four. We're talking no other than Seafair Exploration Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. And with us today, I've been waiting for this interview, is the lead scientist for the company, Mr. Tim Reynolds. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of background on yourself and how you got involved with the company, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
So my background's in large communications, large complex communication systems, and particularly precision geolocation or locating things. I've got over 30 years experience in this area, and I've worked on probably a couple of hundred different projects and systems, including our National Air Traffic Control System and even little miniature RFID tags. I've worked in literally every location technology there is, every medium there is, whether it's air, water, walls, you name it. I've been there and done that. And for probably nearly 30 years, it's a fantastic time in this industry, by the way, because just the processing and the learning systems allows us to do things today that were literally impractical or impossible 5 years ago or 10 years ago. My particular field is in applied research. So, which means I take real-world problems, and I, like SeaSearcher or like Seafarer has, and use my team's experience to construct that system and solve that problem.
Now, you are the president of Wild Manta. What exactly is that company?
So, we're a product, we're an applied research company, and we help companies like Seafarer tackle their problems, build their systems, and get them deployed so that they can put them out for use. So, for example, with Seafarer, we're building on probably years of product planning and technology research on their part, combined with our experience in sensors and algorithms and signal processing and precision locating to build what we think substantially advances the art in underwater archaeological exploration.
Well, let's talk about that because, you know, I've had so many people from the organization of Seafarer come on here and say, hey, we're working on this device that's literally going to blow your mind. And so I guess you guys call that the SeaSearcher. Sounds exciting. What exactly does it do? And bring us up to speed on it.
Sure. Well, technically, the SeaSearcher can be categorized as an underwater, unmanned, autonomous vehicle. That's what they call it, a UAV, a UUV or UAV. It's operated fully autonomously or it can be remotely controlled. So what it does is it's packed with an extensive array of sensors and electronics that allow it to hover along the ocean floor and literally generate a 3D map down below the ocean floor of what's buried under the ocean. And as well as during this process, it's performing literally billions of calculations. Things that weren't even possible 5 years ago. And it relays that information to a learning system, which matches it against a library of possible things that it could be finding, and then tells the user, tells the operator, basically what's down there, so that when they go to explore or to devote the resources to putting hands on that object, they know what they're looking at.
You know, don't take this the wrong way, Tim, but there's literally huge corporations, billion-dollar corporations with market caps that have technology. How is your technology so much different from the ones that are already out there?
So like I said, I've got 30 years of experience in this industry, and I've built systems for those multi-billion-dollar corporations. So what we're doing is we're applying the latest in sub-bottom 3D imaging. And we've got a RFEM complement that basically allows us to image metallic composition of objects, subsurface objects. To Seafarer, that basically means they're able to discern ferrous from non-ferrous metals, the valuable ones from the non-valuable ones. So and that's the area probably where we're pushing the art, what we call pushing the art, which is we're doing things that haven't been done before. With Seafarer, we're actually designing custom hardware that literally pushes us to the edge of theoretical performance in that area, which is pretty exciting. We're using advanced digital converters, high-speed signal processing, FPGAs, and what are called GPUs, graphic processors, to literally just give a real-time virtual image of what's happening under the ocean floor.
One, I know you guys have been working on the product. I don't know if you're in beta form yet. Two, when do you think it will come out? You guys can actually start using it, maybe even selling it on the open market.
Right now we're going through the trials and with the C-Search, and we're testing on known items prior to it being operationally deployed. We're very close to being operational, but I can't really say exactly when that's going to happen, the day that's going to happen, but it's getting very close.
My guest today is Tim Reynolds. He's the lead scientist for Seafarer Exploration Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. In closing here, what do you think this product is going to do for Seafarer in the future?
So the C-Search is really a game changer for Seafarer in a couple of different ways. First, it produces a 3D image of the bottom, which we've talked about, which is something that people really don't get today. They're using magnetometers giving them a point hit. It doesn't even tell them really how deep it is.
I see.
So all they're doing is they're going to that point and they're digging. It's autonomous, which means it's a little bit independent of sea state. So it doesn't have to be great weather for you to go out and use a C-Searcher. It allows them to use it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to do explorations.
And Tim, before I let you go, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, you know, overall, the C-Searcher exists because we're trying to increase the return or speed up the return on the investment in this type of an enterprise. You know, a lot of times when you go out to do this, it appears to be, even though there's a lot of stuff going on and the team that we're working with is big, it appears to be a needle in a haystack. So our goal is to focus on those things that make this endeavor more predictable, more reliable, and it keeps the operations cost low. So that's our goal.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. As for my listeners, if you're looking for a treasure hunting company that has the technology to actually found sink and historic shipwrecks, look no further than Seafarer Exploration Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX under a penny. I think it's undervalued here myself. Tim, I want to thank you for your time. I wish you guys nothing but the best out there.
All right. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.